A top World Health Organization official says severe acute respiratory syndrome appears to be under control, but the UN agency will not say if government measures to control the spread of the disease have worked or if the virus is simply entering a seasonal lull. The World Health Organization Asia-Pacific Director Shigeru Omi said Tuesday that SARS appears to be under control. The top official spoke in Cambodia at a meeting of the health ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, China, Japan and South Korea, as they wrapped up plans for coping with future outbreaks. Over the past few weeks, only a few new infections are being reported around the world each day, compared with dozens a day a few months ago. Dr. Omi warned that the decline in SARS infections did not mark a victory over the illness. He also said more virulent diseases could be on the horizon. WHO spokesman Peter Cordingley says the UN agency is satisfied with the progress made against SARS.
Figures from around the world make it clear that the SARS virus is well contained. Even in China, which has had the largest outbreak, we're satisfied that the numbers have come down dramatically.
Some scientists speculate that the virus causing SARS has passed its seasonal peak and has died out as a result of warmer weather. Some even forecast that SARS could rebound when the weather turns cooler in a few months. The WHO cannot confirm whether strict quarantines and the closing of schools in several countries helped intercept the spread of the disease.
A question we have to ask ourselves at this stage is this because of the measures that have been taken internationally, or has the SARS virus gone into some kind of summer hibernation? We don't know the answer to that at this stage.
While Singapore and Vietnam were the only Southeast Asian nations with large SARS outbreaks, many ASEAN nations have introduced new health initiatives because of the virus. Malaysia has pledged technical and laboratory support in identifying new diseases. Indonesia will set up a website carrying extensive information about SARS. And Thailand will organize a meeting to improve the ability of health workers to respond to fresh outbreaks. Almost 800 people have died from SARS out of 8,300 people infected globally. The bulk of the cases are in Asia. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.